Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. But I look good. I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It's about that time you are now listening to WKAR's Current Sports coming to you on this Monday, February 18th, 2019. And man, do we got a lot to get to. A lot to get to, folks. It was a pretty big game that happened yesterday at the Breslin Center as the Michigan State men's basketball team played host to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, as you should know by now, Spartan fans, Michigan State ended up pulling away late in that game. The final score not really indicative of the true storyline of this game. Doesn't really tell how close this game was indeed. But that wasn't the big story coming out of that win for MSU. The win is a win. It's a solid win. Anytime you can win in the Big Ten Conference, especially around this time of the year where we are knocking on the door of the regular season ending and we start to really dive into March Madness, any win you can get around this time of the year is big. But there was a pretty dark email that us media members received concerning the health of one big-time player. All right, so we will discuss and recap the Michigan State men's basketball win over Ohio State, but we will bring to you the news of the injury to Nick Ward's hand. The fantastic junior forward who is an oh-so-vital piece to the success of the Spartans this season. News broke yesterday, about 2 hours after the dust settled against the Spartans and the Buckeyes, that Nick Ward will be out sometime with a broken hand. A hairline fracture, to be exact, all right? So we will discuss all of that jazz. We will also, as we do each and every Monday here on Current Sports, bring you audio hot off the presses from the Breslin Center from the Tom Izzo press conference. Izzo, of course, holding his Monday pressers at 12 noon. Izzo just wrapping up his time with the media members. And, of course, he is going to address the Nick Ward injury. He is going to touch on what adjustments his team must now make as Michigan State now turns the page to Rutgers, playing host to Rutgers on Wednesday evening. All right, so we will have a ton of MSU men's basketball talk for you. Again, we'll play to you a bit of what Izzo had to say today. And then on the back end of the show, we will have weekend winners for you, where we will touch on the NBA All-Star weekend that was out in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'll also briefly touch on Tiger Woods and the weekend that he had at the Genesis Open and a few other sports news of note. All right, we'll do all of that on this busy Monday edition of Current Sports while, of course, inviting you all to be a part of the hour if you would like to join us here on Current Sports. Multiple ways in which you can do so. Call in at 517-355 WKAR. Again, that's 517-355-9527. You can check out the live stream, the new look live stream of Current Sports at facebook.com/WKAR News. And you can also join the fun on Twitter. Tweet the show at WKAR News, or you can tweet me at my Twitter handle of at Al Martin WKAR. You know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. And we start with a quick update on the Michigan State men's basketball team. Of course, Michigan State, as I just noted, defeated Ohio State a final score of 62-44 yesterday afternoon at the Breslin Center, but it came at a cost as junior big man Nick Ward is now out indefinitely with a hairline fracture in his left hand, the school announced. Now, Ward suffered the injury late in the first half of the Spartans' win over Ohio State yesterday. Not sure exactly which play that injury took place. You know, Izzo was asked about it today, and they went back and looked at a few things and, you know, really couldn't tell specifically as to when that injury occurred. So a release from Michigan State noted that Ward will be, quote, reevaluated on a weekly basis, and it is hoped that he will return before the end of the season. Also, want to pass this news along to you guys. You guys know on Monday, the Associated Press updated college basketball poll is released. And when it comes to your Spartans, Michigan State now ranks number 10 in the nation. Michigan sitting at 7th in the nation. I'll just give you a brief look at the top 10 here. Duke, Gonzaga, Virginia at 3, Kentucky at 4, 5 is Tennessee, 6 Nevada, 7 is Michigan, as I just noted, 8 North Carolina, 9 Houston, and 10 Michigan State. And how about Miles Bridges participating in the NBA All-Star Weekend Slam Dunk contest on Saturday night? It was Bridges' first All-Star Weekend appearance, and it started off with a fizzle, really, as the former MSU star missed his first three attempts at the dunk contest. That round one was a rough one, but he rebounded with a perfect score of 50 in the second round. We'll have more thoughts on All-Star Weekend and the dunk contest, again, which included Miles Bridges, later on this hour, okay? Also, during NBA All-Star Weekend, the league announced its current group of players up for consideration for the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame. Two former Detroit Pistons were included, both in Ben Wallace and Chris Webber. Webber, of course, also balling out at the University of Michigan back in the day. Certainly, it's Wallace that has the deeper ties with the Pistons. Big Ben tied Dikembe Mutombo for the most defensive player of the year honors for a single player at 4 and boasted some of the best defensive seasons for a player of all time. Now, from 2001 to 06, Wallace led the league in block shots with 1,111. Second place was Tim Duncan with 961. Only 5 other players had more than 800. Pretty remarkable stuff. Would be very cool to see Big Ben get enshrined into the Basketball Hall of Fame. All right, when it comes to the Michigan men's basketball team, Michigan jumped all over Maryland, taking an early 14-2 lead this weekend on Saturday. Charles Matthews scored a game-high 14 points on 7 of 12 shooting, and Xavier Simpson scored 12 points, hit 2 threes, and added 8 assists, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals en route to that 65-52 win over the Terrapins. Michigan now sits at 23-3, 12-3 in the Big Ten. Good for, again, still first place in the conference. All right, a ferocious fourth quarter comeback was not enough as the Michigan State women's basketball team fell to Nebraska in Lincoln on Sunday, 82 to 71. So the road woes for Susie Merchant's team continues. In the Lost Senior Center, Jenna Allen became the 27th Spartan women's basketball player to reach the 1K mark in points, 1,000 points for Allen. Allen was just shy of a double-double, 13 points and 9 rebounds in the loss yesterday. MSU now stands at 17-8 overall, an even keel 500 at 7-7 in Big Ten action, while Nebraska improves to 12-14 and 7-8 in league play. The Michigan State hockey team got goals from 5 different players in a 5-3 victory over number 17 Penn State on Friday night at Munice Arena. The Spartans never trailed and grabbed hold of the game, by breaking up a 1-1 tie with 4 consecutive goals, 3 of which came in the second period. However, things were different on Saturday as number 17 Penn State held off Michigan State in the third period and went on to a 5-3 victory on Saturday on senior night in front of 5,941 fans at Munice Arena. So Michigan State splits that series against Penn State this past weekend. Michigan State baseball was victorious on Friday night season opener, 8-4 before UNO won Saturday's contest 4-1 before the Privateers captured the series with yesterday's win. Home runs by Zade Walker and Adam Proctor were not enough for Michigan State baseball as MSU was nipped by New Orleans 6-4 Sunday afternoon at UNO's Mystery Field. Sunday was the rubber match to wrap up the 3-game season opening weekend series. The Detroit Red Wings fell 3-1 to the Philadelphia Flyers yesterday. Oscar Lindblom, he tallied 2 goals, and Carter Hart made 37 saves to help the Flyers sweep a home-and-home series against the Winged Wheel. And on Friday, Colin Kaepernick's attorney, Mark Gragos, he tweeted that polarizing quarterback Colin Kaepernick and defensive back Eric Reed have resolved their pending grievances with the National Football League. Now, terms of the settlement are unknown. I've seen a lot of numbers that have been floating out there. Of course, both parties cannot talk about the details of the settlement. They have agreed to a confidentiality agreement, meaning any terms or findings from the grievance process are forbidden from disclosure. Now, per Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report, the NFL team officials speculate that the settlement payment was somewhere between $60 to $80 million. A lot of cheese. And I also saw a report that there's still maybe some hope for Colin Kaepernick, at least according to Colin Kaepernick and his still dreams of playing in the National Football League. He says he's ready and he does believe that he will play for some team in the NFL. Not sure when, though. So there you have that. And we will have more on the Colin Kaepernick story later on this week. All right. But right now, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, multiple ways in which you can join the hour, join the discussion. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. You can also check out the New Look live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News. You can comment below that video and we'll get to your comments throughout this hour, and you can join the fun on Twitter. Tweet the show at WKAR News or tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR.
Johnson's jersey.
Okay.
Oh!
take that back.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to the dunk contest.
Okay. Thank you for showing up.
Welcome to the dunk contest.
Thank Bob you,
Bridges. It's about time.
All right, and that is how we dive into WKAR's current sports, a little snippet of what took place on Saturday night in Charlotte, the NBA's All-Star Weekend taking place. Saturday, of course, the skills competitions that includes the three-point contest and the slam dunk contest. This year of particular interest to Spartan fans out there because Miles Bridges, the former Michigan State forward great, spent 2 years here at Michigan State before taking his talents to the association. Bridges participated in the slam dunk contest. Round one was a bit rough, but he rebounded quite nicely, as you just heard, in round two, scoring a 50, and he even paid homage to one of the greats in Hornets history, the great Larry Johnson. Remember the Grandmama commercials? He's a legend. Legend. Bridges had on Larry Johnson's jersey, even had the gold tooth there that Larry Johnson used to rock back in the day. So that was very cool. But unfortunately, Miles Bridges did not advance after the second round. All right. We'll have more on Miles and the NBA All-Star Weekend later on this hour. Got some thoughts on it. And just as a teaser, I'm just not happy with what we've seen from the NBA All-Star Weekend for a while now. This isn't new. There's some changes that need to be made, okay? I'll get to that later on this hour. But right now, I want to address the bittersweet weekend that was Michigan State men's basketball, because on Sunday, Michigan State did get the win. And it was very impressive because this was not easy for MSU. And, you know, you can look at that and have mixed emotions. But looking at Ohio State entering that game, Ohio State, talent-wise, is much better than what their record shows. And we saw that against Michigan State. This was not an easy win for MSU by any means. You know, Michigan State just shut the door and closed out the game really well, going on that crazy like 20-2 run to end the game. Michigan State ended the game very, very well, but throughout the majority of that game, Michigan State had to earn it. It really did. At the end of the day, a win is a win, but the win is not what is dominating the headlines right now. Because again, as I stated at the top of the hour, 2 hours after the game was finito, after post-game interviews were done, us media members got an email coming from Michigan State Athletics. And that email was very dark, and it really jolted me because when I read the email, I immediately thought to myself, Michigan State is in big trouble now. I know there's still a lot of hope out there. Spartan fans are going to look at this and basically say, look, next man up, because that's how you have to look at it. Next man up. Michigan State still in the running in the Big Ten Conference to do something special and maybe win the conference. But there is still so much basketball left to play. And when you digest the news that Nick Ward, one of the primary pieces to this team's success, Nick Ward, who, as I've stated, I mean, especially with Josh Langford being out for the year, now you add the fact that Nick Ward, who is the post presence for this team, now done for what could be, you know, it's a hairline fracture. So he's going to return, but it's going to take some time. You know, 3, 4, maybe 5 weeks. You may see him back in time for senior day here at Michigan State, or you may not see him until the Big Ten tournament, or you may not see him until maybe the start of the NCAA tournament. You know, hairline fractures vary
depending on the person. Really does. But now that Michigan State has lost two key juniors, I got to be real with you guys. I don't know how in the world MSU is going to go anywhere deep in the tourney. Heck, I tweeted, you guys know what I tweeted when Josh Langford got injured. I said, I don't know how this team is going to get out the first weekend without Josh Langford. And now Nick Ward is questionable. And it's the thing, you know, Nick Ward is going to miss some time. And as we all know, the ebb and flows of sports and basketball, it's not like when Nick Ward does return, we'll have to see, you know, how healed is he? How comfortable is he? Because this is also an injury that occurred on his shooting hand. So when he does return, I mean, how comfortable is he going to be shooting with that hand? And with him missing this time, how long is it going to take him to get back in game rhythm and to gel with his teammates? It's just a lot of question marks. This injury could not have come at the worst time. It is February 18th. We are now knocking on the door of March Madness, and this happens. This is a complete gut punch to Spartan fans out there. A complete gut punch. Hairline fracture to his left hand. So, again, our phone lines are open. I want to hear from our listeners out there. How does this affect how you view the rest of the season for MSU? Does this change your thoughts and predictions on how far this team will go? And what do you think needs to happen as far as adjustments are made in order for Michigan State to be successful as the year rolls along? Because on Wednesday, MSU men's basketball will play host to Rutgers. And then Sunday, Michigan State will play the first of two matchups against in-state rival. That's right, the Michigan Wolverines. This Sunday at the Chrysler Center will be game one. That will be a 3:45 p.m. tip time. So 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. This really changes things for me on how I view this team. And I got a feel for both. Even looking beyond this season, I feel for both Ward and Langford, because Nick Ward is a guy who, as of recently, has been playing really good. He had a great start to the season. We all know he did disappear during that three-game losing streak for MSU men's basketball. But he got back on track, very active. You know, during, you know, this win streak for MSU basketball, Nick has put up some great numbers. He's affecting the game on both ends of the floor. And I believe Nick Ward was really bolstering his NBA draft stock as a first-round draft pick. But now you have this injury. He's going to miss some time now. This could hinder the draft stock of Nick Ward, and this injury may push him to kind of think about coming out after his third season. I don't know. And then when it comes to Josh Langford, I mean, just him going out for the rest of the season, I really feel bad for him too, because he was also, before he got injured, I mean, heck, Josh Langford was leading the team in points. So as far as how you combat this, it is a very tall order, no doubt about that. And what you are going to have throughout the rest of the year is the role players are going to have to continue to step up. You know, guys like Thomas Kithier. Kithier is playing awesome. It's really cool to see, because I felt for Thomas Kithier because of what happened with the MHSAA not allowing him to play his senior year of high school hoops because they believe that the transfer was athletically motivated, so on and so forth. We know that story, right? So he hasn't played basketball in a while, but when he's out there on the court, he is playing hard. He is running the floor, getting some easy buckets, finishing at the rim, playing solid defense. How about Xavier Tillman as well? And I believe that's the guy who really has to step up now. You know, we pegged Aaron Henry as the guy that needed to step up when Josh got hurt. And now when looking at the post presence for Michigan State, and now that you're losing Nick Ward for some time, Xavier Tillman has to be the guy to step up and say, all right, now it falls on my shoulders. Now I have to elevate my game. That's the player that we have to look at now. And Tillman has been playing great. And it's fun, too, because I think that both Tillman and Ward kind of feed off each other when they are out there on the basketball court. How is Tillman going to deal with now being the guy in the post? And in just a moment, I am going to play you about, 8 or 9 minutes of the Tom Izzo press conference, because I know you are definitely going to want to hear what Tom Izzo had to say today. Tom Izzo is always animated, always honest and blunt during his press conferences, and you can imagine what kind of a presser it was today, him trying to digest this news of one of his best players now going out. And you'll hear what Izzo believes his team must do now that Ward is out for some time. And probably, one of my favorite quotes from today's press conference is Izzo. Again, he's very honest. Izzo saying, quote, "We are going to use the whole damn team," end quote. He's going to use everybody. I heard him mention Marcus Bingham, who is long and lengthy. We haven't seen much of Marcus. Now Marcus Bingham is going to have to play now. He's one of the guys who's going to have to step up now. And what is going through the mind of Cassius Winston? Because after the win against Ohio State yesterday, I think for the first time this season, I heard Cassius say the word, quote, tired. Haven't heard him use that word this season, but he did use it after that win over OSU yesterday. And I think maybe those minutes are starting to catch up with him. Cassius, I've said when it comes to Cassius, Cassius is the straw that stirs the drink. He's the guy that makes things go for MSU basketball. He's the quarterback out there and one of the best, I believe the best point guard in college basketball. But Cassius wasn't great yesterday. He was 3 of 15 shooting from the floor, 1 of 7 from deep. But he had 8 assists, and that led to some really key buckets for Michigan State. And heck, how about Cassius playing some defense? He also had 2 blocks in that game, only 3 turnovers for Cassius Winston, but 13 points. This is the thing. When you look at that final stat line, because, Nick Ward, he played 19 minutes, didn't play. I don't even know if he played at all in the second half when he went down, but he finished with 9 points. So you get 9 points from Nick Ward, 13 points from Cassius Winston. So what other contributions did you get from the rest of the team that led to this 62-44 win? Because Ward hurt, Cassius not a great game, the role players were huge. Kenny Goins, best walk-on in America. 4 of 8, 50% from the floor, 10 points for him. 2 of 6 from deep. I don't know why Cats are just leaving Kenny Goins open from the three-point line, because he can nail it. He's been big this year. So you get 10 points from Kenny Goins. Also, Matt McQuaid. Cueto is balling right now. If you can get this Matt McQuaid game in and game out offensively, because he always brings it defensively, and I think Matt McQuaid is going to be in the discussion of Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. But if he's coupling that with this kind of performance offensively, 5 of 12, 4 of 6 from the land of milk and honey, the three-point line. 14 points for Matt McQuaid. That's impressive. Cueto has been balling lately, and they are going to need Matt McQuaid to keep this up. Because I think, more so than Aaron Henry, Matt McQuaid is stepping in and kind of masking the offensive absence that was Josh Langford. Cueto is stepping up offensively. Aaron Henry, and this is what Tom Izzo noted today during his presser, which you'll hear in just a moment as well. Aaron Henry is looking like a freshman right now. Aaron Henry is really athletic, and he can score, but he second-guesses himself sometimes, and he questions his game at times. And he's got to get that shooter's mentality, because I think that Aaron Henry just caters too much to team basketball and not looking to get his. Aaron Henry is going to have to look to get his in more moments throughout the rest of this season. Because Aaron Henry being a starter and going 0-for-1 from the floor, that is going to hurt Michigan State later on this season. It really can. He played just 10 minutes, 0-for-1. He had 2 turnovers, just 2 rebounds, 1 assist. You need more production from a starter like him, especially from a player in Aaron Henry who has a lot of potential. He didn't score a point, though. 0 points for Aaron Henry. But looking at the bench, Kyle Arnes, 2 of 6, 6 points for him. Xavier Tillman, 2 of 4, 5 points for him. Heck, you even had Jack Hoiberg making a late 3-pointer in this game. So the role players were big, and they have been big, and they're going to have to continue to be big now more than ever. Now that not just one, but 2 of your star players are sidelined. And for me, I don't know how Michigan State is going to win the Big Ten. I don't think they will. Michigan State, in my view, is not winning the Big Ten Conference without Nick Ward. Michigan State, and again, I don't care about the Big Ten Tournament, but I don't think Michigan State is going to win the Big Ten Tournament without Nick Ward. And I don't believe that Michigan State can go deep come the Big Dance, the NC2A Tournament, without Nick Ward. That's just my take, though. What do you say? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. On the other side of this first break, I'll get the thoughts of the engineer of the Monday and Wednesday edition of Current Sports. Connor Mathis is waiting oh so patiently to join the discussion. And we'll also read a few of your comments on Facebook at facebook.com/WKAR News. That as well as the Tom Izzo Monday afternoon press conference coming right your way. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Just wrapped up Segment A discussing the Michigan State men's basketball win over Ohio State. But the bigger news coming out after the dust settled on that win for the Spartans, news that Nick Ward has a hairline fracture and will miss some time. Couldn't come at a worse time of the year for MSU men's hoops. And I just want to address this real quick before I get the thoughts of Connor Mathis, engineer of WKAR's Current Sports, and I read some comments from you guys. I just got to address this. Sports fans out there, because I saw this on Twitter yesterday. Sports fans out there that, and I'm not saying the entire fan base is like this, but there are a lot of idiotic fans that just paint a really negative broad picture when it comes to certain fan bases. I saw some fans, I kid you not, Connor, some Michigan fans out there that were celebrating the injury to Nick Ward and just kind of reveling in it. And I'll call out one that I noted. I took a screenshot of because I think these guys, is what Izzo calls them. You know, he calls these guys cowards behind keyboards. This is Twitterverse. This is the social media world we live in, right, where everybody has a voice and can at a moment's notice just whip out a smartphone or get on the laptop or the iPad or tablet and just voice their thoughts on anything nowadays. This is the world we live in. And there was one tweet that I'm just sitting here saying, you got to be kidding me. At Joey Adam CZYK, I hope Ward has a broken hand. This dude actually tweeted that, Connor. I hope Ward has a broken hand. Now, again, there's idiotic fans like this that paint an entire fan base in a really negative light. I'm not saying every Michigan fan is like it, because I saw some really positive tweets out there from Michigan fans as well, hoping that Nick Ward recovers, a bit bummed out that Nick Ward and Michigan State won't be at full strength when they do play this Sunday. But fans like this, I wish there was like, I wish Twitterverse would just ban fans like this from social media. It really irritates me. Okay, just had to get that off my chest. Connor, you heard my thoughts on the Nick Ward injury. How does this change your view, if at all, on where Michigan State men's basketball goes in the home stretch of the Big Ten season and come postseason play?
Well, first off, I think you got to draw back your expectations a little bit for postseason. For me, the Langford injury, I still thought the team could go further without Langford, because, you know, guys like Kenny Goins and other people step up. With Nick Ward, I'm not so sold.
So you're with me on that.
I think right now the expectation, barring we find another role player that just explodes or just takes over the scene, like we've seen Kenny Goins is taking advantage of getting more shots. We've seen Aaron Henry is really feast or famine. When you look at him over the last couple of games, unless Michigan State finds someone like that, where it's they really are relishing in it, they're stepping into the role, they're putting up points, they're also doing the dirty work. I don't think they can go deep. I still think there's a chance they can win the Big Ten regular season, because you never know what teams really? if they go and they beat up Rutgers, they go. I don't even think they need to win this game against Michigan. I think if they're competitive, I think that can do a lot for the team too. And you never know with Michigan too. Michigan's got a really tough schedule down the line. I think there's still a chance for them to win the regular season. Big Ten tournament, I don't know. That's done.
And I think, when it comes to the Michigan and Michigan State matchups, mm-hmm. the two to finish out the year again, it's a home and home. One will be played at Chrysler Center. That's this Sunday. And then the next one will be played at the Breslin Center. Does that change your view on that? Are you still thinking split, or do you think Michigan takes both?
I'm still thinking split. I don't know if it's going to be the home team will win, or someone's going to steal the road game. I still think it's a split. The teams always play each other close. I mean, I think by the time they face off the second time, they'll find another role player that won't completely fill Nick's role, but will, kind of alleviate some of the burden off of like Cassius Winston.
Yeah. Well, I shifted. I think that Michigan may take both of them now. I don't know. I hope I eat those words. And again, it comes down to Tillman. Also, this may, I'm just saying may. I'll just say may. That's the word I'm using when saying the sentence. I think we may see Michigan State and Tom Izzo finally play some zone. This may force him to do that. I don't know. I think so. Izzo hates zone defense, mm-hmm. Connor. This may force his hand to do that.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I mean, you have Zave's now your biggest guy in terms of big men. So, it could work. I think with the way Kithier's been playing, I mean, you can kind of put him in there, and I think that's a little bit better way to ease him kind of into a general like a defensive rotation than mm-hmm. going straight man to man. It also kind of gives your guards a little bit of help on like the wings and things like that. So I don't know.
I'm curious to see Mario. I mean, if you put, even though again we haven't seen much of Bingham, and he still needs a lot of development. He's got to put on more muscle. He's really skinny. But just imagining him in a 2-3 zone playing that middle spot in the paint, that could be something you could work with. I don't know. What do I know though? Right. Okay. Real quick comment here. This comes from Ben. Doubt fuels us, Al. This is coming on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKARnews. Doubt fuels us, Al. Stop doubting this team. We have played fine without Ward and Langford out. Well, we haven't really seen Michigan State, other than when Nick Ward gets into foul trouble. We've seen other players have to step up. But, playing an entire game without Nick Ward, that's totally different. We got to see what happens on Wednesday. And then Ben goes on to say this, quote, I will say this, our guys have to quit playing down to the competition and to lower tier teams in the world of college basketball and the Big Ten in general. And that's the thing. You look at Ohio State. Ohio State is a middle-of-the-road Big Ten team, and they almost really made it interesting. You know, if without that, if you take away that final stretch in which Michigan State went on an incredible run, it was still a game.
It looked like
Big Ten
football.
Credit to Michigan State's defense. I know exactly.
Big defensive slugfest for most of the game.
It really was. It really was. But props to Michigan State's defense. I think they held them to something crazy like 1 or 2 points throughout a 7-minute stretch.
I think it was like in the second half. In the second half it was something crazy. Like there was a period where Ohio State dropped like only 13 points. It was ridiculous.
Nuts. And you got to give a lot of credit to Michigan State's defense. Okay, let's hear from the head man in charge of the Michigan State men's basketball team. As you all know, every Monday we bring to you, hot off the presses, a bit of what Tom Izzo has to say during his Monday afternoon press conferences at the Breslin Center. Here is Tom Izzo at the podium, first addressing the injury to Nick Ward.
Well, with 3 weeks left in the regular season, at least we're in a position that we wanted to be in, and that's in a position to compete for a championship. And no secrets that, and I hope everybody here feels bad for Nick, but to be honest with you, I don't want anybody to feel bad for us. It's just the nature of the beast. It's the way it goes. I'm not going to tell you next man up and this and that. I'm going to tell you we're going to have to adjust as a team. And the one thing that's good about basketball is a team sport. There's no doubt that our margin for error has shrunk, meaning we were a plus 11 in our offensive. We beat teams by 11 points a game. Maybe that shrinks down some, but what I hope to do is get a few more points out of a few people, a few less points, meaning defensively we're going to have to be a little better. Find a way to rebound a little bit better, maybe through cutouts and just being a little more solid. So the margin has shrunk for the errors. We don't have many, but our expectations for victory hasn't changed one iota. Nick won't be replaced, as I said, by one guy. It'll be a group. I had a big meeting today. I met with my team early this morning. To deliver the message of, we already knew about Nick, but what we need for the next 3 weeks. I'm hoping and praying, one is get off Twitter. Number two is to focus in on what you got to focus in on for 3 weeks. Give me 3 weeks of your life. I'm going to give you 3 weeks of mine. And, you know, sometimes through adversity, some of the greatest moments in your life take place. Everybody just has to look a little bit harder at what they can do to help a team win. If you look at yesterday, it wasn't like Cassius had a great day. He was 3-for-15. And, you know, Nick was out most of that game. And yet we found a way to win and actually be a little stronger the second half. We made 10 threes with Cassius getting one. That was a big accomplishment. We overcame the second half of Nick being out by just locking up defensively. We won because we got contributions from many different people. Guys like Kithier, guys like Kyle Arnes. You know, now we're going to need more. As I said, what you love about basketball is it is maybe the consummate team game, even over football or Fred's favorite baseball. You need five guys working together. And very seldom does just one guy make that big of a difference. And yet when you look at a team like Rutgers, you know, when we played them the first time, it was back in November, which seems like 100 years ago. Nick had 20. Josh Langford had 14. That's 34 points we're going to make up for.
A quick clarification real quick. I know you said there's some confusion about when Nick actually hurt himself. Did he say, like, I remember it hurting at a certain point, or did he realize when it?
No, when it was sometime in the last 2 minutes of the half. He came out, and then he went back in, you look at it on film, and, you know, there was a foul under there, but it was nothing that. So I have no idea. All I knew is when I went in there, Nick, our trainer, said to me, you know, Nick's hand is bothering him. I didn't think nothing of it. And I get in there, and they bring him back in the room, and then he didn't come out until after. And that's where it was.
The other thing I want to ask, I was going to ask you this before we knew this for this week, knowing what's coming up Sunday, whether there was an extra motivation to not look past a certain team. But does something like this happening almost kind of make that focus happen without you having, you know what I mean? Like, now they have to be so focused, they've got to worry about it.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're asking. If anybody's dumb enough on my team to look at the Big Ten as we've looked at it and seen how many teams, I mean, we've had the worst two teams in the league beat the best two teams in the league. We've had upsets, if that's what you want to call them. If we need that at this time of year, we're probably in trouble. But all I know is from my coaching staff and from my training staff and from anybody that touches a player, the focus will be on Rutgers for this week, Michigan for next week, Indiana for the week after, and it's one game at a time now. I don't know if it makes – that'd be a good question to ask the players tonight. But if they say yes, shame on them. Tell them your coach says you got a problem.
Tom, I was wondering if is going smaller without Nick, is that on the table as well? I guess maybe moving Aaron and Kyle and guys down to the four and just trying to play one big. Is that a possible solution during this time?
Not this week. You're going to see the biggest human beings you've ever seen on a court come in here on Wednesday. So that's not on the table. But, I mean, it doesn't mean it couldn't change. You know, I mean, we have the ability, I mean, to go small. You know, I think we just got to get Xavier and Kenny a little more rest. That's all. I mean, rest before the game because they won't get as much during.
And then just without Nick on the floor, what do you anticipate that trickle-down will be on Cassius in terms of the attention and focus he'll get from
You know, I think Cassius had attention all the time. I mean, when they play on Nick, they don't leave Cassius. If they double Nick, they don't leave Cassius. They've done the same things on ball screens. They've done the same things. Maybe he'll get a little more. I don't know, but I like my chances. If that's the way they go, I'm fine with that. Cassius will be able to handle that. We got a few things that we think we can do to alleviate some of that, and that will not be one of my worries.
Tom, I'm wondering with Xavier, how often you'll feature him now on the low block versus, you know, obviously with Nick, that was more the priority, and how much you'll use him and try and create matchups. And what there are certain things obviously he doesn't do as well as Nick down there, but there are other things he maybe does better. How you'll try and take advantage of that?
Yeah, we will try to take advantage of his strengths. We're not going to put a round peg in a square hole. I'm not going to try to make him Nick Ward because he's not that in the post. What I want to make him is a better Xavier Tillman and realize that he still has to spend more time down there, if for no other reason, rebounding the basketball. But, you know, Xavier is one of our best screeners. One of our best rollers. He's one of our best ball screen defenders. I mean, he's got some things that he does better than anybody we got. Now, he's got some things that, you know, he's definitely not as good as Nick on, or maybe not his strength. Our job is going to be to find out what his strengths are and try to use those to the maximum and not put him in a position to try to make him do things that are part of his weakness. And that's what we do with all of our players. I think that's one of my main things with Aaron Henry right now. We've got to get him doing what he is very good at. He's a very good slasher. He should be a phenomenal offensive rebounder, and he should be the best defender on my team. So that challenge will go out to him tonight, too.
He looked unsure of himself. What conversation? He looked like a step back.
What conversations are happening
with him?
He's a freshman. You know, that's the only conversations I have with him. He's a rookie. He's a freshman. You know, it's interesting having Tom here and talking to him a little bit, and you know, and it doesn't change at any level. And you know, Aaron's been playing pretty good lately. We're just trying to push Aaron past the you know, the deer in the headlights look. And sometimes that happens, but I know this. He has the ability to do what we need him to do. And it's our job to get him to do that on a regular basis. And you know what? He didn't do it as well as we want him to do, so you got to think about it. This game, he's going to be back in there. I mean, it's there's going to be some changes, guys, as far as who plays integral parts of something just because of the changing in the lineup. It's been that way the whole year. But, you know, Aaron Henry, for the most part, has been playing 20 minutes a game. I think that'll continue one way or another. He played 10 minutes in the last game because we got a little more out of Kyle. We needed a little more in some other ways. And Aaron wasn't playing as good as I think he can play. What happens is if a guy's not playing good and he's trying to do what he can do, that's one thing. If he's not playing good and he's not seeing it, then the bench is a good place to see things from. You know, it's very good view. You get 20-20. It's perfect.
Tom, you're going to get from your fans and the national media a nice little pity party thrown here. Is part of your message to your team today, don't buy into it, just win, baby?
You know, pity party is, you know, that'll happen for a game. Nobody cares. You know, the injuries get forgotten. There's another body out there. There's another jersey. I watched it in football all year long this year for us. So I take very little solace in pity parties, but people will jump off. I see some people barely think we'll make the tournament or something. It's going to be a cold day in hell if that happens. There's not going to be that kind of fall off. And I'm telling you, there's not going to be. And if it happens, it's going to be out of our control. So we've been thrown. You know, you look at the top three teams, two of them have had no injuries, and we've had injuries all year long. You know, there's other years that I've been there that we had no injuries and other teams had injuries. You know, might not have won the national championship if Kenyon Martin doesn't break his leg, you know. I mean, it's the way it is. And like I said, in the last year, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. And one thing I learned is don't feel sorry for yourself and control what you can control. I'm going to control. Now, I'm going to control it at even a different level. And I think that's good for me, good for my staff, good for my team. It's the right time for it all to happen. So pity party put on Nick. Pity party put on Josh. Those two guys gave us a lot, and one's going to miss the rest of the year, and one's going to miss a significant amount of time. The only party that I'd like to get, I'd like to have a party Wednesday night and make sure all 15,000 of them are there celebrating, because we're going to need our team to be better. Our crowds have been, I think the last three, four games have been unbelievable. They got to ratchet it up another notch too, because we need every little point we can get, and we get those points and we're going to keep on trucking.
Again, head coach of the Michigan State men's basketball team, Tom Izzo, during his Monday afternoon press conference today at the Breslin Center. You heard that final comment before we hit our final break and put a bow on this Monday edition of Current Sports. Tom Izzo was calling out the Spartan fans. We need all 15,000 to be there going crazy, because we are certainly going to need every point and every bit of momentum against Rutgers. I have a few more takeaways from that press conference on the other side of this final break. That and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports as we come into now the home stretch of the hour. One quick comment coming from Mike Cox on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. My favorite Izzo quote today, quote, you know what? We're going to use the whole damn team. We're going to have some fun too. Still a game, folks. That is true, Mike. It is still a game. And I think we get so wrapped up in the emotion of being a fan, in the emotion of rooting for your team and of March Madness that, you know, when you have news like Nick Ward and news like that of Josh Langford, you know, you can forget that this is a game. And at the end of the day, no matter what happens, it's a game. And it's fun just to be there rooting for your team and immersed in it. But to be honest, that's not what Spartan fans want to hear right now. this is really tough news. So, but I thank you for that reminder, Mike. It is just a game. So I don't want Spartan fans, as Izzo was asked, holding a pity party. And a few more takeaways. I love how Izzo, when he was asked about the Ward injury, maybe, you know, pushing Michigan State to lock in more. And Izzo basically saying, look, if they need that to lock in, shame on them. That question being asked by the Detroit News is Matt Charbonneau. Also, going small without Nick Ward, Izzo said, not this week. You are going to see the biggest humans you've ever seen on a basketball court. So that will, and that would tell me that definitely Marcus Bingham, the tallest player on the team, will be playing maybe a lot this week. And again, the pity party comment, you know, some people will jump off. Some people will jump off. There are some out there, and I don't know who these people are that don't think Michigan State will make the NCAA tourney. I mean, they're already in it. I mean, book it. But some people are going to jump off the bandwagon. Some people are going to have, you know, thoughts that, okay, here we go again. Michigan State will go out yet again in the first weekend. And really hard to argue with those people, to be honest. Big news, folks. All right. I will make the entire Tom Izzo press conference made available to you all, courtesy of WKAR.org. Check out the website around 3 p.m. for that. And I'll elaborate more on the NBA All-Star Weekend. I'm kind of glad we didn't get to it because it wasn't a fun NBA All-Star Weekend. Connor, was it a snooze? Real quick, 30 seconds left here. Was it a snooze?
I didn't mind it. I'm going to be in the minority. I did not mind it. I thought it was the dunk contest was fun.
Oh,
and I thought the All-Star game was all right this year.
Doesn't take much to please Connor Mathis. All right, folks. We'll see you Tuesday. Be easy, people.